This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
A happy Thanksgiving in advance, a couple days in advance to our listeners. And of course, this is the time of the year when we hear quite a bit about shops, retailers that are open on Thanksgiving, and some retailers saying we're not going to be open on Thanksgiving or early on the day after because we want our employees to be with our families. I don't think we hear as much about the fact that journalists work this holiday and just about every other holiday, too. In fact, Will, it was a routine for you. You had to work Black Friday for many years.
Many years. I covered business, and economy, and consumer news for a number of years in greater St. Louis. And my standing assignment was always to get up early, usually that morning, and to talk to the shoppers that had camped out outside the Best Buy, the mall, what have you, and to see what they were buying, why they were buying it, why they were up so early doing that. And then as time went on, of course, when Black Thursday emerged and some retailers ended up opening on Thanksgiving Day, it became still going out, talking to some shoppers, not having to get up quite as early, but still, that was the story of the day. Barring any disasters or anything like that, that was always slotted and slugged the story of the day, and it ended up being of high interest and well-read, but it was just a standing practice, and few people had that day off.
Jasmine, I imagine you've worked a few holidays in your career.
Yeah, I don't miss that necessarily.
Me neither.
Yeah, I was going to say congratulations, first of
all. Thank you. It's great. It's great to be here.
He's away from that now. I produced a Black Friday show, and my morning show was 5 to 7 a.m. in the Ohio Valley. We had West Virginia, Northern West Virginia, and also Ohio coverage area. And we stationed reporters in two different big shopping areas, well, big for us. I never usually had reporters at any other time unless something huge happened. But Black Friday was one of those times they would let me have reporters on that shift. So we'd go live at those different places. And really, it's broadcasting any possible hysteria that is happening. That ends up being the focus because reporters were oftentimes, I mean, they're usually right out of college. They're pretty new in that market. It was a small market. There's not a lot of news value. There's not a lot of information you're really giving out other than possible traffic jams, which, you know, might affect people if they're shopping. And also anything that's really big going on, you know, like the Elmo doll or whatever is coming out, like the big toy of that season, and how many people are standing in line to get it. So, yeah, very reminiscent of what you were talking about.
Well, as a matter of fact, Rich, I can remember only one time when the shopping story was bumped off the front page. That was one thing I could at least count on, was a good front page story from that, with the pictures, the lines, the people holding bags, resting on the benches in the mall concourse or whatever. One day I was out doing this very shot and do it working on this story, and we got a call that a couple of teenage girls were unfortunately killed in a traffic accident by a rushing, I believe it was a state trooper or police car. Well, that pushed that off the front page. And when that's something, when news happens, of course, that took precedent. But otherwise than that, that Black Friday story that ran on that Saturday was always religiously, consistently the center of attention.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. I'm not complaining about having to work on holidays. The fact of the matter is news can happen at any time, as you just mentioned, Will. I remember when I worked in Elgin, New Year's Eve / New Year's Day, there was a fire that killed a family in that community, and you have to report on news as it happens. As a child, I received a transistor radio on Christmas Eve, and I remember turning that on and listening to the drama unfold with a hijacking at O'Hare Airport. You just never know when news is going to break out, and newsrooms need to be staffed every single day of the year.
Yeah, you may be working 8 to 5, 9 to 5, but it's really not a 9 to 5 job. It's when you can be there and as it demands. I remember coming in on a Christmas Eve, and you know, I was going to put in my time. We had stories canned for the next day, as we usually did, because we're going to have a skeleton crew on Christmas Day. Someone usually got drafted or volunteered to get that time and a half. Well, I remember a very prominent person was killed in a house fire. Someone well-known that owned a very large auto dealership. They owned the oldest Dodge dealer, family-owned dealership in the country, as a matter of fact. Well, that became a very prominent story and ended up having a longer day than I anticipated.
And, of course, right this time of the year in Chicago, and I believe it was the late 1980s, The mayor, Harold Washington, died the day before Thanksgiving, and you can imagine all the Chicago newsrooms were much more heavily staffed the next few days than they might normally be for a holiday.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason that the Black Friday chaos is so prominently displayed in news on, you know, during those times is because it's a slow news time. It
right.
just is.
It normally is a slow news time.
Yeah,
again, you just never know
is.
When something's
right.
going to
right.
happen.
Right, yeah. There are the unusual things. And even I worked at Christmas Eve where something unusual happened in our area, and that was a big story. So that kind of blew anything feature-wise out of the water. But it's fairly rare that something like that happens. So, I mean, people expect, I guess, to see that coverage of, you know, all the different shopping malls.
It's unusual behavior that you can always count on. People mm-hmm. waiting outside hours in advance of a store opening with unusual hours and unusual shopping habits, and it just, you know, it's the bare description of what makes something newsworthy, and it's low-hanging fruit, and maybe we've done it way too many times. Certainly it's not a news story. It's something that we almost anticipate to expect news companies, TV stations, newspapers, radio stations to cover.
But, yeah, do you think people pay? Do you think the audience pays much attention to those types of stories, or is it sort of just filler?
That's a good question. It may have become more so filler because now with, you know, some stores opening now 24/7, maybe it's not so much a story anymore. That's what I noticed in my last few years, that the Black Friday story had changed in scope, and it wasn't what it used to be. It wasn't such a an early bird sales story anymore because of the previous day they'd been open anyway. So possibly. I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, the rush has changed. I mean, there's even Cyber Monday now. It seems like every day of the week is something during Thanksgiving now.
Right.
But then there's those other stories that they follow as well. So that, I guess that's maybe added some content. But yeah, it has changed because now there's the story of where some stores won't open at all
right.
on Thanksgiving or the next day. I mean, that kind of thing happens too. So that's another story that we do.
Mm-hmm. Taking back the holidays.
All right. We need to wrap things up. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you and to our listeners. And our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.